Grammy Award-winning keyboardist Corey Henry has returned to his roots.
I said, if you feel all right, say yeah.
A year and a half ago, he held a special performance at Brooklyn's Greater Temple of Praise. That performance took him back to his first instrument, the Hammond B3 organ.
I got the organ of my dreams. I'm in a place I want to be with all the people I love. And I just want to play music. I'll be honest.
This is the story of Corey Henry's new live album, The Revival. And music commentator Michelle Mercer says he has some other big aims for the recording.
Corey Henry started playing the Hammond B3 organ when he was 2. Yes, really, when he was 2. And performing in church when he was 4. It is, after all, the official church organ, a mid-century replacement for the mammoth pipe organ. The Hammond's emotive swells involve some complex manipulation. Players create sound at the keyboards using a spaceship's worth of drawbars, buttons, and pedals. Now in his 20s, Henry can glide through just about any gospel song on the Hammond with the ease of someone taking the family car out for a Sunday drive. Over the past decade, though, Henry's been spending a lot of Saturday nights in clubs. Besides recording and performing with a host of jazz and pop stars, he has a regular touring gig with the whip-smart party band Snarky Puppy.
If you're happy and you know it, touch your neighbor. If you're happy and you know it, touch your neighbor. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, touch your neighbor.
Henry named his album Revival for many reasons. While he's home restoring his gospel spirit, he also wants to convert the congregation to his musical world outside church. So he stretches his set list to include pop and jazz standards, like John Coltrane's Giant Steps. It's not new for the Hammond B3 to bridge sacred and secular worlds, but it's to Corey Henry's credit that he cares so much about connecting those worlds for all his listeners. And it helps that his musical charisma is a match for a nearly 400-pound organ.
Michelle Mercer reviewed The Revival by Corey Henry. She's the author of the biography Footprints, The Life and Music of Wayne Shorter.
Hey, I need everybody to clap their hands like this. Hey, come on. If you want to dance, you can dance. Please. I might cut a step. Hey!